Our series of forums with state Senate candidates facing off in the June 5th recall elections continues in this half hour with former Democratic State Senator John Lehman here to answer your questions. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, May 23rd. John Lehman is challenging Republican State Senator Van Wongard of Racine. Van Wongard is one of four Republican state senators who were targeted for recall this spring. We have invited all the candidates to join us for forums during this week. Senator Van Wongard declined our invitation due to scheduling conflicts. But we want to know what issues matter most to you in these Senate recalls, and what questions do you have for Democratic candidate John Lehman? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. John Lehman is a former state lawmaker, having served five times in the state assembly and one term in the state Senate. He is the Democratic candidate for Wisconsin's 21st Senate District, which covers most of Racine County, and he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Morning.
So why are you running for state Senate?
Well, the answer to that, I think you have to go back to February of last year. I had lost, to Wongard in 2010, and I was just entering a happy retirement, 65 years old. I thought I'd never have anything to do with political activity again. And then Walker dropped the bomb, and quite to the surprise of people in Racine, Senator Wongard really went along with him full speed, and we all started shaking our heads and saying, what the heck is this radical agenda that Wongard's going along with? And over a period of a few months, started talking to people and who's going to run, and I decided, okay, I may be the strongest candidate to stand up to this when a recall occurs. And then we won the recall sweepstakes in Racine. We had 24,000 folks sign petitions against Wongard. And the short answer why I'm running is because there's a recall, and the Democrat side is supporting me as a candidate.
Do you think that his support, Senator Van Wongard's support of stripping public employees of collective bargaining, is a recallable offense?
Yeah, I do, Joy. If you go back to 1923 and 1925, when the state legislature debated whether or not, we should have a recall process in Wisconsin and what the criteria should be, they left it open. You don't have to be a felon to be recalled in Wisconsin. But they set the bar pretty high. You need a lot of signatures to get the recall going. And we didn't use that process until George Petak in Racine County was recalled in 1996. So it was 70 years before we used that process. So I think the use of recall when citizens, for whatever reason, feel that they want to have a voice between the regular election cycles is legit. The Senate terms are a four-year term, and this happened within the first couple months of a four-year term. That's a long time for people to have to live with someone that they're very dissatisfied with. So the recall, by the way, that recall was it's a Republican process. The progressive Republicans were in control of the Senate. I think they had 30 out of the 33 seats, and the other three were maybe socialists. I don't even know if there were any Democrats at the legislature at that time. But I really do think that for whatever reason, folks put their signatures on these petitions. Folks stood out in the cold in November and December and January, and that makes it legitimate.
How would you have balanced the state's budget without stripping public employees of their collective bargaining rights?
Well, I wouldn't have gone along with the granting of whatever it was, $2.3 billion in corporate and high-income tax breaks. I would have had a much stronger focus on public education. You know, I was on the Joint Finance Committee in the Doyle administration, and we saw deficits of that size as we were going into the Joint Finance process. But we didn't, create this smokescreen and say we have this immediate emergency and we want to do everything else. We went through the budget repair bill kind of process, but then the full hearing process and let the citizens get involved. I personally think that there are revenue sources that we haven't looked at carefully. If you compare us to Minnesota, for example, the amount of resources that we put going after tax cheats and making sure that everyone's paying their fair share, the resources in the Department of Revenue is underfunded, in my opinion. You know, you can look at all kinds of other revenue sources that don't affect middle-income taxpayers or the average person. But if you look at the marginal rate, if you look at federalizing capital gains, if you look at on the expenditure side, something like treatment instead of prison and trying to get some of those resources that are going down the rat hole in the corrections system. We just have huge corrections expense. But reprioritizing the whole budget, look, you know, perhaps we need some other revenue sources. I don't know if that's the first priority, but certainly not going after the K-12 system and the technical college system and the university system the way that Walker and Weingart have done it.
I'm Joy Cardine talking with Democratic State Senate candidate John Lehman. John Lehman is challenging the Republican incumbent, State Senator Van Weingart, in the June 5th recall election. And we have 15 minutes for your questions for him at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post a question on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Looks like there is a forum tomorrow night from 7 until 8:30 p.m. at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall, featuring our guest, John Lehman, and State Senator Van Weingart. That's tomorrow night in Mount Pleasant. But your opportunity to ask candidate Lehman a question right now. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Showers and thunderstorms in northwest Wisconsin today, partly to mostly sunny and warm. Elsewhere, highs will be mid-70s to low 80s. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, 16 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, May 23rd. This is a candidate forum. We are talking with Democratic candidate running in the Wisconsin's 21st State Senate District. And we are welcoming your questions for John Lehman. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Chris in Green Bay is with us. Hello, Chris.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have a question for the senator here, former senator. Just how much money is lost each year in Wisconsin due to unpaid taxes, and what does the senator have a plan to do with that? Thank you.
All right, if you caught that, how much money is lost each year for unpaid taxes?
It's, I don't have the figure right in front of me, Chris, but it's in the tens or hundreds of millions of dollars range. And I think in a lot of cases, we don't know until there's full investigation of questionable cases. But it's certainly a sizable source of income.
I'm wondering, John Lehman, if you would comment on the news story we heard just before we started. Is Mayor Barrett to blame for the unemployment rate in Milwaukee, the dropout rate, and the drop in its bond rating, as Governor Walker is claiming?
Well, Joy, I'm sure you and a lot of your listeners at a certain point get a feeling that political candidates take way too much credit for a good economy, and when things go bad, they want to dodge away from it. You know, employment and job development is often the result of national and international economic forces. Milwaukee certainly has challenges in terms of employment, but it's my feeling that the real route out of low employment situations is to focus on the basis of entrepreneurship and employment, and that is our educational system, to foster the growth of businesses with advice from folks at the universities and new ideas from the folks at universities to allow the technical colleges to get right in there and help manufacturers and others develop their workforce. And certainly, if you look at the DWID event in Milwaukee last week and the reports on it, a number of the folks, when they were asked, what are we looking for in terms of new hires? And they said, they were saying things like, we just want somebody who can really, you know, do basic math well, and someone who has soft skills, and someone who will show up at work regularly. And you know, we've got a long ways to go training our workforce to line up, I think, with the jobs that are available. But I don't think you can blame Mayor Barrett for every failure of a school child to not make it through high school because they're not applying themselves, or for the broader challenges of educating students in poverty. I do think that the mayor's approach to say let's stop bad-mouthing Milwaukee if we want to try to develop an area, you do point to the positives, and I think Mayor Barrett did that in the little segment I heard.
Your thoughts on the new job report that Governor Walker released last week showing Wisconsin using a different formula gained more than 22,000 jobs last year and is not necessarily at the bottom of the barrel in terms of the nation and job creation?
Yeah, I think we're debating jobs numbers yet, but I don't think there's any debate, Joy, that that Governor Walker is nowhere on the pace to 250,000 jobs and 10,000 new businesses. In Racine County, we're still looking at between 7 and 8,000 people that are still looking for work. Racine County has often lagged the state, having unemployment numbers that are, 1.5 to 2% worse than the rest of the state. So I don't know how any Republican who's in office right now can say that they have any more than lackluster, anemic numbers in terms of jobs. And I know that they're pouring, you know, millions of dollars into advertising, touting what they've done. But if you stand back and look at it, they're not having that much effect with their policy on the jobs growth in Wisconsin.
Our next caller is Rick in Elkhart Lake. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Joy. Hello, John.
First,
a question. A billion, is a billion 100 million or 1,000 million?
100.
100, okay. I'm wondering, where did all the money come from that Walker said that he saved? Was that all from the public employees? Did that up to 300, you know, to 3.2 billion? Or where did the rest of this savings come from? I've heard that the 3.2 or 3.3 that they said we were in debt really was kind of an inflated figure. That's what all departments across the state asked for from the state. It wasn't necessarily what was budgeted out. They usually ask for more than what they're going to get anyway. How do the numbers add up? Where did that money savings come from? Do you know?
And yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that the numbers do add up. And you know, there was a controversy about a month ago about whether the state budget indeed was balanced under the Walker administration. But I think the larger point is that the line from Walker and Weingart has been, you know, we gave the tools to government entities to balance their budgets. Well, the tool was put a target on the back of the public employees and take it out of pension and health care benefits. And I think if you look at the layoff numbers that are coming out, certainly in the school districts currently, but probably even worse a year from now, you're looking at the money is coming out of reduction of services. And if you agree with Governor Walker that the services can be slashed all over the place, then you can, you know, then you can go along with that kind of method. But I think I'm of the opinion that our school districts need strong support, that they weren't overfunded. We made some cuts during the Doyle administration, and that to further take those dollars to balance the budget out of public employees while you're granting tax breaks to the wealthiest is just backwards. It's just it's a de-emphasis of education, which is what Wisconsin has always been famous for and prided itself in. Our university system, our great ACT scores in the public schools, great technical college system. So to take it out of that segment, and it's a big segment of the state budget, and say, okay, now I've balanced the budget. I just think it's backwards.
I'm Joy Cardine talking with former Democratic State Senator John Lehman, who is challenging the Republican incumbent State Senator Van Weingard. Weingard in the June 5th recall election. We have about five more minutes if you have a question for John Lehman at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. John Lehman, do you trust Governor Walker when he says he has no desire, no interest to push for right-to-work legislation in Wisconsin?
Well, I think there's a tape of him talking about a divide-and-conquer strategy, you know, and Republicans have been, you know, in this last session, they've been talking privately to their friends one way, and then they talk another way in public, so it's a little difficult to trust everybody. If you look at that secrecy agreement, for example, that Van Weingard signed, and I think it was Representative Voss was getting everybody to sign those before they looked at redistricting, and the basic, you know, premise of this was, we're going to tell you something in private, but don't say anything in public about it. And here, sign on the dotted line that you're not going to do that. I think that's emblematic of the way they've been operating. There's been a lot of, okay, we're going to cook this up, introduce it on a Friday, and make people vote for it on a Tuesday. There's a lot of, you know, okay, we're really trying to do the Alec and the Koch brothers agenda, but we're not going to tell anybody that. We're going to say that we're creating jobs. And so the whole disinformation that's gone on in the last year and a half is very disturbing to me. I think that Governor Walker is, you know, he's great at putting on a smile in public, but he's you know, taped having a phone call with a Koch brother, and he's on tape saying he wants to divide and conquer eventually. He hasn't, as I understand it, categorically said that he wouldn't sign such legislation if it came out of the legislature. So, yeah, you know, I served with Scott for half a dozen years in the assembly, and you know, he's a right winger, you know, and he has been forever. And you know, whatever he says in public, I think a lot of people have an idea of really what he's trying to do.
Governor Walker did say recently that he would like to revive the mining issue for northern Wisconsin, the bill that would have made it easier to open up an iron ore mine in northern Wisconsin. Would you have supported that bill that did not pass the legislature earlier this year?
As it was moving forward, I don't think I would have supported it. I'm particularly concerned. I think most Democrats are. And, you know, I don't know any Democrat who's really anti-business or anti-mining, just to start out with. But we were, on our side, very concerned about to make sure that there were groundwater protections and that there was a fair local public hearing process. If you remember the Flambeau mine up by Ladysmith, that was opened, operated, and closed successfully. And that can be done. We can do mining in Wisconsin, and I don't think that there's anybody around who says there's no way to do any mining in Wisconsin. We just, you know, we have to have guarantees for the local citizens that they have a voice and for folks who are concerned about the environment.
Dave in Green Bay is with us. Hello, Dave.
Hello. Thanks for taking the call.
Go ahead.
I just have a question of the former senator. If by some chance Mayor Barrett is elected governor, do you think that he will be better or worse than former Governor Doyle, who, in my opinion, was a very lousy governor?
Well, give us something more than that, Dave. Why was he lousy?
Well, he, you know, he vetoed concealed carry. He seemed to be very anti-business. You know, he stormed through legislation in the middle of the night for the, you know, that people are upset for Walker doing, and his approval rating was down to 28%, I believe.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything to say as to whether Mayor Barrett would be similar or different than Governor Doyle?
Well, I think they're two different people, and I think that, you know, the experience that they'd be walking into is quite different. If you look at Tom Barrett, you know, he served both in the legislature and then in Congress and then the mayor of our largest city. Doyle came out of the law enforcement background and more out of the Madison kind of milieu and came from a long-standing political family. So I think they have a different perspective. I think they're, you know, was proud to serve with Jim Doyle. I thought he did a good job as well as he could. I know how hardworking he was, and but I think Tom Barrett would be a great governor. I like the when I talk to him, I just feel he's listening. You know, he doesn't have some politicized agenda. I really I think Tom could do a good job. He'd be different than Doyle, but I think he'd be a good governor.
Well, what is the most important issue as far as you're concerned, especially for your Senate district?
Well, I think straight shooting, talking with the citizens is important. The debate we're going to have tomorrow is really the first debate that I've been able to squeeze out of Van Wongard in two election cycles. He refused to appear in public in 2010 with me. We're having a radio appearance on 1400 AM tonight at 6 o'clock in Racine, but then we're having a full public debate tomorrow, and that's the center of the way that I think we ought to represent people. Be out in public, listen to everybody, don't create these smoke screens of saying we're doing one thing and another, and try to be open and straightforward with people, and try to listen to people on both sides. I think I can do better in terms of the bipartisan cooperation and not going along with the radical agenda that we saw from Wongard.
Thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
John Lehman, former state lawmaker, having served five terms in the state assembly and one term in the state senate. He is the Democratic candidate for Wisconsin's 21st Senate District, which covers most of Racine County. He will be facing the incumbent Republican state senator Van Wongard of Racine, who is one of four Republican state senators targeted for recall on June 5th. This is the Ideas Network.